Sybil.
I've never been so glad to see a Friday in my life. In my life. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Sybil, in your life?
In my life.
I'm with you, Sybil. This morning, sitting in the funny chair, my man, LaVelle Crawford.
What's Woo-hoo! Up? Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday and weekend to everybody out there in the world.
Yeah, LaVelle.
You in Tallahassee?
Yeah, LaVelle's in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I'm in the capital of Florida. I'm in the capital. The capital always got one-way streets.
Tallahassee, my man. You performing in Tallahassee?
Yeah, I'm at the Pavilion, man, tonight. One show tonight at the Pavilion.
Oh, yeah. And he's performing at Zany's in Nashville on December 18th and 19th, and the Masonic Temple in Detroit on December 29th.
Yes, LaVelle.
And you with Dummy Dom tonight.
Yes, sir. Miss Dominique, the funny Dominique Whitten, along with Double D and a couple of other guys, Nick Lewis and Smokey Robinson.
And Smokey Robinson.
No, Smokey. No, Smokey. This Miss Robinson baby, Miss Robinson's baby boy, Spunky. Yeah.
Calls himself Spunky.
Yeah. He was beat up a lot when he was a kid. I don't know why he called himself Spunky.
That name just says pick on me.
Right. Come here. Throw me in some mud, please.
My name's Spunky.
Throw me on my back in some dirt and take my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and step on it.
And step on it.
Come here, Spunky.
Time for your beat down.
Yeah.
Let me go. He real short. Can't see over nothing.
Speaking of bullying, let me change subjects here for a minute. There's a little girl who committed suicide, 18 years old. She was bullied, and she pulled the trigger to her chest in front of her parents because she couldn't take the bullying anymore by mean kids. She had a weight problem, and they just tortured her, and bullied her till she just, and in front of her parents, she took a gun to her chest and pulled the trigger.
That is the worst.
Bullying.
Sad, man. You know, I mean, you take a lot of guts to do that to yourself, boy.
You just don't know the kind of pressure that,
I don't,
you know,
understand
that
it.
One can put on others as well as the one takes. And,
but it's real.
But for that, I've heard of kids taking their lives. I've never heard of it in front of their parents like that.
Right. It's just crazy. That's like, you know, I was a chunky kid, and I, you know, and I can relate so much, you know, because people, I mean, I think the kids was mean, you know, but adults was mean too, you know. You need to push away from that table, especially old folk, boy, so, you know, and it's like, you know, and you just be like, dog, you sometimes, you know, I God rest her soul, and I pray for her parents, but, you know, it's just a thing about people like, well, she should have talked to somebody. She said, man, let me tell you something, man. When people start, when you know, one side of being a big person, you think you're the biggest person in the world. Because every time you hear you, what's up, big LaVelle? What's up, big guy? What's up, big man? You know, where you going? Or they'll say stuff like, man, you got to lose weight. Like, you're the fattest person on earth. You know what I'm saying? That's what you start feeling like. And people torture you with that stuff, man. You know, I didn't thought about suicide, but I ain't never went down the street, though. I can't do that. I can't imagine.
First of all, we as you said, you know, having been bullied as a child yourself, but and I think all of us were picked on at some point or another. Yeah. And if you weren't, you were the one doing the picking on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's just and then here we sit and we say, oh, that's so awful. That's the worst thing that could possibly happen. But what are we doing? Right. What are we doing to stop it? You know, the rules have made it so that, you know, there's a no bullying policy, a zero tolerance policy here at the school. Well, apparently there isn't. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's going on in the school, after school, online, and
it's the online. You can't regulate them. You can no bullying at school, no tolerance there. But
there is a way, and there are people that can help you find out who they are. I'm serious, and I'm sure there are a lot of little geeks there at the school who probably are bullied themselves, and I don't mean to make light of it by the way I say it, but there's a way to go in and do it and find out who they are and then make it stop. There's got to be.
But the thing about it, do you really stop it? Can you stop it, though? Because it's like.
Yeah.
But what if you don't try?
It's so many people, you know, the thing about it is like, you know, like parents, what could it be done? Blah, blah, blah. But kids are be with you all the time. You're like, stop, leave her alone. If you do it again, you're going to be ground. You're going to be in trouble and stuff. And they still whisper, yeah, you still fat, though.
Yeah.
You know, but the damage is done, though. It's in your head, you know. And then that person, it ain't always that person that bullying you. It's the people that's laughing. And then the thing about it is, like, my mom always say, fight back. Say something back. And so
right.
I started talking about their mamas. Then I found out how poor they were, and I started really bringing stuff up about them that was real personal, and then they would get depressed. So
do you think most stand-up comics lived a life of being bullied? As children?
They did, even if they don't want to admit it. Heck yeah. Most of them have, you know, because you know every stand-up comic, they try to when they make it, they act like they got it going on. But if you see comics for the money, you'll see that they all.
Comics,
you
know, before Eddie, the money.
Look at Eddie Murphy before the money. His nose was horrible. Chris Rock still got remainders of ugly on him. You know, you can see it. You can see the like the little crumbs of ugly on Chris Rock. Like he look a little fly now with the extra little foundation on. And, maybe some lotion and he got his hair together, but at one time,
basically,
you know,
he's talking about at one time
Pookie, he was Pookie from New Jack City. That's what he was.
Yeah,
he really was.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to think about it. Everybody is a comedian. You look at them before the money. You know, you be like, man, you know, you needed success. You know.
Yeah,
because you and they, you know, and they probably was talked about
your boy Denzel.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a comic.
Denzel was ugly.
Oh. You never saw Carbon Copy, huh?
Oh, but he was still all right. He wasn't like, you know, he wasn't like, you know, suave, but he wasn't the ugliest cat. I'm just talking about some people that you be like, man, you know. He's like, even like Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle done got muscle bound and all this. He looking like a funny Hercules. At first, you see Dave Chappelle, you want to give him some rice and some 65 cents a day.
That's right.
And his teeth is raggedy. As much money as Dave Chappelle got, he got that chipped tooth in his mouth. If you look at him when he talks, he got a raggedy tooth, you know, but he funny and his money there, you know, very talented brother. And the thing about it is, there's a lot of ugly comedians out there. You know, I could call my head look hard, but I look like a Zika baby on the top of my head. I can't even take selfies right. I look like a Negro unicorn.
Coming up this morning on the TJMS, we got a lot of funny. Damon Wayans Jr., Tony Rock, speaking of Chris Rock. And Patti LaBelle.
He'll come in and defend his brother. He'll defend his brother. He's like, wait a minute, my brother wasn't ugly.
and LaBelle Crawford all morning long in the funny chair this morning on the TJMS.